Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie Nash with your 11 a.m. Deadlines.
In local news, plans to make Toowoomba Showgrounds into the 2032 Olympics equestrian venue have been proposed following a visit from members of the International Equestrian Delegation. World-class course designers have already visited the showgrounds to plan how they will turn the 99 hectares of land into an Olympic-worthy facility. Royal Agricultural Society of Queensland Chief Executive Damon Phillips have stated, quote, "It is a very different venue to what they're used to as Olympic standards, but I think they've now seen the commitment, the initial plans and what we are aiming to do, and I think that's really set their minds at ease."
Coastal waters across Australia are at risk of hosting toxic algae Karenia cristata following its bloom on the South Australian coastline. The algae resulted in significant numbers of wildlife death and is capable of causing extreme harm to ecosystems. Researcher and professor from Adelaide University, Craig Stein, stated, quote, "Just a few thousands of cells per litre can have a really quite large biological effect, which is a much stronger effect than we've seen in our other harmful algae when they've been tested in similar ways overseas."
In national news, we have an update on our previous Telstra outage story, as Victoria's regional rail network has temporarily suspended due to a related radio network error. Services were suspended on the Bendigo, Seymour, Gippsland, Geelong and Ballarat lines, with replacement coaches running from Southern Cross Station across parts of Melbourne. It has been reported that train services across other states in Australia have also been disrupted, and issues surrounding payment delays have been reported, with more updates to come.
After mistakenly granting students transport assistance across six regional schools, WA's Public Transport Authority has found they were actually ineligible for the assistance. The PTA has said that they would maintain the assistance for the ineligible students currently using it until they finish their schooling. However, new students will not have access to the same opportunity. Up to 90% of the students in these schools rely on public transport, and the principal of Woodbury Boston Primary School has expressed that they will likely cease to exist following this change. Association of Independent School of WA, or ASWA, Executive Director Chris Macy has said they are working with the state government to find a solution, saying, quote, "Families should not have to choose between the right education for their child and the ability to get there."
In international news, researchers are testing a homegrown catnip lotion in Uganda as a mosquito repellent in the fight against malaria. This comes after the rising concerns about the growing resistance to insecticides that are no longer keeping individuals safe from mosquitoes. Senior lecturer Dr. Simon Schofield of Cardiff University stated, quote, "We wanted to make a repellent which is highly efficacious, but also allows local people to be involved in the production cycle so that it costs a minimum amount of money." He did comment on the inevitable attraction of cats as a consequence of using this method. However, we can consider that a very reasonable solution for all the cat lovers out there.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19.7 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.